Appendix A, Soldier and Leader Engagement Training and Resources. Careful exchanges of information, precise research on applicable laws and policies, securing resources, and conducting an engagement that results in an agreed outcome, similar to the training objectives a unit uses to plan an exercise, result from proper training and preparation. Mission rehearsal exercises or pre-deployment training must replicate planned or anticipated AOs to include entities or units adjacent to or in contact with the United States unit. Commanders and staff's research and resource engagement training and practice its conduct before and reinforce or refine throughout a deployment. Individual and unit training. This appendix lists the various joint and service schools available to assist individuals or selected groups and some of the approved self-development applications to train on SLE. Individual training. Engagement training for individual soldiers and civilians is largely self-directed. Army Universal Task List, Task 150-IPO-1027, Conduct a Soldier and Leader Engagement, covers individual training. The following are various ways that soldiers and civilians can improve their interpersonal engagement skills. Treat every interpersonal interaction as an opportunity to practice engagement skills such as active listening, communicating clearly, and when appropriate, negotiating toward a desired outcome. Deliberately engage individuals or groups with whom one does not have an established relationship, particularly individuals of differing background, culture, language, and worldview. If deployed or about to be deployed, learn basic phrases of the country in which the unit's AO is located. Use bilateral negotiation, BILAT, a 3D simulation where players can practice skills in conducting meetings and negotiations on the Mill Gaming web portal. Soldiers and leaders can enroll in and complete Army e-learning self-development courses, Skillport/SmartForce, such as the following: Issue-focused negotiations, fundamentals of cross-cultural communication, listening essentials, communicate with diplomacy and tact. Additional course listings can be found on the Army Training Requirements and Resource System, ATARS, website. Soldiers and leaders can practice with friends and fellow soldiers over and above opportunities provided as part of unit training. Unit Soldier and Leader Engagement Training. An effective way for units to undertake SLE training is to formalize and collectivize individual training. For example, at home station, units do well to establish a formal and ongoing program of SLE. Such a program complements public affairs community relations and outreach efforts, which are designed to foster enduring, positive relationships with community partners. Another means to enhance overall unit SLE proficiency is to integrate practice engagements into all exercises, as well as make these practice engagements a routine training event on the training calendar. Whether practicing dynamic or deliberate engagements, the key is to make them as realistic as possible, that is, to make their scenarios relevant to anticipated or planned future operations. Combat Training Center rotations at the National Training Center, Joint Readiness Training Center, and Joint Multinational Readiness Center provide opportunities for units to conduct SLE, both planned and unplanned, with role players. Rotational training units routinely receive CA and PSYOP augmentation, which provides units with additional opportunities to learn from these subject matter experts and integrate them into their SLE planning, execution, and assessment. As with all training, effective SLE training is only possible when it is assessed in real time by either recording practice engagements or having third-party observation and note-taking. Commanders should therefore make the purchase of a digital camera with recording capability a priority. Army and Joint Institutional Training. The following paragraphs describe specialized Army and Joint courses in interpersonal engagement, cross-cultural communication, and negotiation are available. Army Training. The Army offers a range of courses on communication, culture, and negotiation, all of which can hone interpersonal engagement skills. Enrollment is typically through the ATARS, although some training is requested directly with the deliverer. The Defense Language Institute Foreign Language Center, known as DLI-FLC, is a DoD language school run by the United States Army and staffed by all the services. The Institute provides intensive instruction in foreign languages and the cultures associated with the languages. Courses are 26 to 64 weeks, depending on the language's difficulty. Language and culture instruction increases proficiency, credibility, and effectiveness when conducting SLE by enabling direct interaction. The Defense Language Institute Foreign Language Center conducts a language program manager's course to maintain a unit language training program and provides online training materials for pre-deployment and refresher training. Courses are also available through DoD contracted language training software, such as Rosetta Stone and Berlitz. Information Operations Proponent, TRADOC. The Information Operations Proponent, known as IOP Office, executes total Army force modernization responsibilities across the .mil PFP to meet the Army's requirement for the successful planning, integration, execution, and assessment of IO. The Information Operations Proponent conducts the 12-week, 480-hour Resident Information Operations Qualification course, known as IOQC, of graduate-level education to produce IO and military deception, known as MILDEC, officers at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. Students receive instruction on the integration and synchronization of IRCs to prevail in a multi-domain fight during large-scale combat operations with emphasis on tactics, targeting, and the operations process. Students learn to integrate IO within the military decision-making process by leading IO working groups, creating written products such as operation orders and combined information overlays, and synthesizing information for decision briefs. The Reserve Component Information Operations Qualification course is a 9-month, 3-phase course taught by the 3rd Battalion, 124th Regiment Information Operations, Vermont Army National Guard. Phase 1 is 40 hours of self-paced distance learning, and Phase 2 is 28 4-hour periods, unit training assemblies, held weekly over a Secure Defense Connect Online, DCO, with fellow students and instructors. Workload is similar to an online master's degree program, including presentations, papers, readings, exercises, and tests. Phase 3 is a 15-day, 13 days of instruction and 2 travel days, resident exercise held at Camp Johnson, Vermont. TRADOC Culture Center. The TRADOC Culture Center provides relevant and accredited cultural competency training education to soldiers and civilians in order to build and sustain an Army with the right blend of cultural competency capabilities to facilitate a wide range of operations, now and in the future. West Point Negotiation Project. The West Point Negotiation Project is a West Point Leadership Center activity under the direction of the Department of Behavioral Sciences and Leadership, United States Military Academy, West Point, New York. The project has no dedicated funds, faculty, or staff. However, it is able to conduct mobile training teams on negotiation on a limited basis. Training is tailored to the needs of the unit and can be conducted in 1, 2, or 3-day increments. Requests should be emailed directly to the West Point Negotiation Project. Joint Training. The most readily available joint training is that offered through the Joint Knowledge Online, JKO, web portal. While other services have specialized training in the areas of cross-cultural communication, negotiation, and interpersonal engagement, this training tends to be limited to members of each respective service. However, unit leaders are encouraged to contact other service schools and centers, such as the Air Force Negotiation Center, to determine whether attendance at these schools and centers is possible or exportable. Joint Knowledge Online. JKO offers a range of virtual courses. A course listing can be found on the JKO website. JKO offers virtual cultural awareness trainer, known as VCAT, courses, which are multimedia-rich, self-paced online courses. These courses teach essential culture awareness and language familiarity tailored to particular areas of operation and mission scenarios. As of August 2017, JKO offers 12 virtual cultural awareness trainer courses covering 49 regions in Africa, the Middle East, South and Central America, and portions of the Caribbean and Asia. Other courses available through JKO, many of which are also listed in ATARs that are relevant to SLE, include Commander's Communication Strategy Course, J3OP-US874, Conflict Management 1, Principles, JMESI-US009, Conflict Management 2, Negotiation, JMESI-US010, Cross-Cultural Competence Trainer, J3OP-US744, Cross-Cultural Negotiations, CCN, Civil Affairs, J3OP-US1254, Cross-Cultural Negotiations, CCN, Force Protection Planning, J3OP-US1252, Cross-Cultural Negotiations, CCN, Humanitarian Assistance, J3OP-US1253, Effective Communication, JMESI-US015. External Training. External training offers an alternative means to expand and enhance both individual and unit proficiency in interpersonal communication and engagement skills. These skills are essential to supporting military operations across the conflict continuum. More fundamentally, they benefit soldiers and leaders in every aspect of their personal and professional lives. Therefore, to the extent allowed by policy and budget, commanders and leaders should actively direct soldiers to participate or support their participation in external training in engagement, communication, negotiation, or other related subjects. Similarly, commanders should explore options to import training that strengthens these skill sets. Some examples of external training for which commanders and operations officers should plan and budget include, but are not limited to, courses taught at nearby colleges or universities, classes offered by nonprofits, agencies, or entities, seminars provided by approved for-profit training and education vendors, classes or seminars offered in conjunction with a conference, courses provided by government educational institutions, for example, the United States Office of Personnel Management Center for Leadership Development. Additional resources. Individuals and leaders should create their own library of references and resources that enhance their ability to conduct SLE. The schools, courses, and programs listed earlier in this appendix are a good place to start, as each produces study aids, manuals, graphical aids, and other tools that promote greater competency in interpersonal engagement. For example, the West Point Negotiation Project website contains links to other websites that center on negotiation and cross-cultural communication, to include Harvard Program on Negotiation, Air Force Culture and Language Center, Naval Postgraduate School Program for Culture and Conflict Studies, The Negotiator Magazine. In turn, these websites point to other links and resources, most of them digital, which facilitates the creation of a digital library that every soldier and leader within a unit or organization can access.